up, Wisconsin? How y'all doing? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Tuesday. Hope y'all got a day off yesterday. That's important. Those three-day weekends, man. It's especially when the off day is on a Monday, Brian. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
Feels so, it's like, oh, I have to go to, start to get the Sunday scaries, and then I'm like, oh, wait, there's Monday off.
Normally on these days, I enjoy a nice day of recuperation. That's usually what I do for Mondays on these, you know, long weekends.
Yes.
But yesterday, I happened upon some Cubs Brewers tickets.
Ah, yes.
And we did the full tailgate, because it was
when
perfect
when did you start?
Out.
It was perfect out. It was cool.
Yeah. I started before we left.
Yeah.
Because a group of my friends came up from Chicago, and then their trouble, but we had the kids with us, so it wasn't too crazy, but it was fun. It was wholesome. Nothing crazy happened, but
yeah, a good fulsome day of hanging out.
We would normally use right now as the recovery time.
Yes. Well, what did you all do out there in listener land? We're broadcasting live from downtown Waukesha at the WAUK, but you're hearing us all across the state. What did you do this Memorial Day weekend? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-482-4842. You can call or text us. If you give us a call, be sure to say hello and greetings to Brian. It was a big weekend for me. Like, there was just an incredible amount of stuff that I wanted to get done, inclusive of the hang, right? Like, I needed the time to just hang and do nothing. I basically am completely on and getting, like, a ton of stuff done, or I'm completely off and it's totally social. Like, there's no balanced in between. What about, are you, I'm like the couch potato, or I'm getting 10 things done at once.
Yeah, because I don't like, I mean, I know you probably should for your own sanity. I don't like piecemealing stuff. So
right.
If I got to clean the house, I'm doing the whole thing.
And it's going to be done correctly.
Yes, because if I'm taking the time, I'm going to do it all together right now.
Yes.
Or else, or I have to delineate, all right, kitchen today.
Yes.
We do the kitchen, nothing else. Don't look at anything else. Because both of us will sit around and go, oh, look at it over there. Next thing you know, we're putting up new siding. And
oh, yeah.
It's
how
like,
did we how get did, here?
Wait. I just started sweeping.
Yes, and now it's a siding project. Brian and his lovely, significant other and beautiful daughter.
Yes, that's how we did the we redid her bathroom.
Your daughter's bathroom.
Yeah, and we were just going to put in some new things, maybe some new like a new towel holder and stuff. 7 p.m. that night, I'm like, we're painting.
Yeah, let's get it done.
We're painting now.
Oh, I've made the. Oh wait, does the hardware store closes in 10 minutes. I'm going now. I'm going to get everything that I could possibly need at the hardware store for this next big project that's going to take me until midnight.
It's and then you could have just gone tomorrow.
Yeah. No. I want it done now. So this weekend was both social and a lot of stuff getting done. The stuff on Saturday was paint touch-ups through the whole house. Did a bunch of wet vacuuming. Many of you know, if you're a regular listener, I have a year and a half old little puppy, but she would be about ripe for Christy Gnome to put a bullet in her head. But instead, I love her to bits. Since I'm a tall, tall person, I got a tiny little dog. I got a miniature dachshund. Her name is Josephine. We call her Finny because I like irony.
That is a fantastic little dog you have there.
Aww.
And I already am in love because the first time I met Finny, Finny licked my face off.
Oh, yes.
I just now regrew the skin.
She loves a cuddle. She loves a cuddle. So, anyways, needed to wet vac some of the spots where she had graced us with her presence. So did that. Touch up paint. Sunday was clean the garage. What I thought was just going to be some box organizing and to make sure that, like, there'd just been a lot of detritus accumulated in random spots over the holiday season became a pull everything off the shelves, make sure it's all put away and organized. And then while we're at it, why don't we power wash the garage floor and sweep the hell and dust stuff? All of a sudden, I don't know when it became important to have a clean garage to me, but it did. I think I've firmly arrived in middle-aged when... Yeah, I'm middle-aged because I want a clean garage.
Well, I mean, if your garage is your hangout area, sure. But if it's just the place where you keep all
the stuff
that's like oil and dirt and and stuff you use for weed whacking. And like, it's going to be like that. That's how garages are.
I almost laid down, you know, the garage rubber mat square things.
Oh, my.
I stopped. Because
then you have to pull those out and then you got to power wash those.
I stopped. I did not. We just power washed. It's very clean. Everything is well organized. Did a trip then to the storage on Monday. Had folks for dinner on Sunday. Made ribs. It was a very pork-centric weekend, I have to admit. Did dry-rubbed ribs. Then I make my own barbecue sauce. And then when they go on the grill. So slow-roasted in the oven, dry-rub. Very good.
Did you make your slaw?
Oh, of course I made the slaw. Are okay. you kidding me? I'll take that slaw anywhere and people will be like, what's it? What's in this magic? It's so magical. I'll tell you what. Two words. Napa cabbage.
Yeah, the Napa cabbage makes a difference.
It is. Little tender, little sweet. Very good. Yeah, made the slaw. Lobster mac. Got to do it. Dry rub ribs with wet barbecue sauce on the grill. Took about 4 hours to get the ribs done. Really good. That was Saturday night or Sunday night. And then Monday, pulled pork day, you know.
Well, yeah.
Festivus de pork at Maggie Dawn's house.
Oh, my.
Not bad.
Yeah. But for the tailgating, I crafted the very special Jimmy John's sandwich box.
Ah, I love it.
For everyone. And they... Chips, I think they're called.
Yes,
chips.
Just that was, chips. Yeah, the Jimmy chips.
Yes. Yeah, no, no good. Different.
Yes.
We went chips. To the store. Chips.
Oh, very nice.
Four for something.
Volume. Wisconsinites will snuff out a good volume buy when it comes to the food stuff. So that's for sure. Cam from Nina texting in. I finished moving. I am now crowned Cam of Appleton. Congratulations, Cam. Working on his indie game that is about androids that humans built. Cool. All kinds of fun stuff going on. Greetings, Cam. You want to tell us what you were up to this weekend? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Of course, I've had a number of people in my family that have served in the military. I did not. But I always try to take note, oh, this is Memorial Day. Let me take a minute, right? And being... as it is that I'm a wee bit of a political junkie, I thought, oh, why don't I take a look-see, see what President Biden had to say this Memorial Day? Which then inevitably led me to, I wonder what the former MAGA president had to say on this Memorial Day. Needless to say, it's a study in contrasts. I mean, it's pretty extreme. I'm going to talk about that a bit because... again, Memorial Day is different from Veterans Day. Memorial Day celebrates and memorializes, we give homage to, we remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our freedoms, for our ability to vote, all of these things, right? That died in service to our country. That's what Memorial Day is about. And then that led me to, oh, look, there's a study in contrast between President Biden and the former MAGA president. Of course, President Biden being a gold star father, meaning that he lost his son, Beau, in military service. And Donald Trump, who not once, not twice, not thrice, but four times dodged the draft.
Man, those feet, those poor feet.
Yeah, the bone spur. Which heel, sir? I don't know. Check the records.
To be fair, I thought that, didn't he say, like, living through, like, the sexual revolution was his Vietnam or something like that?
Yeah, I'm sure that's very, every Vietnam, that no matter what your politics would agree that, yes, simply existing during the 60s is very akin to fighting in trench warfare, jungle style in Vietnam. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they would find that equivalent. So, you know, looking at the former MAGA president and what President Biden's comments were, the sacrifices or lack thereof that their each respective family has made in service and defense of our country, then led me to recollect, which Brian and I will share with all of you this afternoon, what other things Donald Trump has had to say about members of the military. And while, of course, I remembered some of the more famous things, But there's been very recent reporting by The Atlantic that has eyewitness accounts, people that spoke to The Atlantic, many of them on the record, that recounted things that President Trump said while, for example, standing on the tarmac where military planes are landing, where coffins of dead American soldiers are being brought home, and things that Donald Trump had to say. No cameras rolling, no mics, but things that he had to say in those circumstances. So we'll do a little Memorial Day review of Donald Trump and his respect ? For people in the military. Since he got 3 student deferments and then a medical excuse from serving in Vietnam due to a heel bone spur, of course, the foot of which he cannot recall, comparing just existing in the 60s to serving actively in Vietnam. You know, totally normal comparison. Given that we had no show yesterday, I think, again, it's only appropriate that we take a moment. If you'd like to share what you did this past weekend, or if you'd like to share the ultimate sacrifice that you or a loved one, your families have given to protect and honor this country, I welcome you to participate this afternoon anytime. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We've also got a really special guest coming up at top of the hour, my friend Ernest Krim III. This is going to be a fun conversation. If you don't know who Ernest is, you know, between now and top of the hour, just give it a little Google, Ernest Krim III. But of course, not if you're driving. Safety first. Safety first. I'm Maggie Dawn. My producer with me today and every day, Brian Kelly. If you're going to give us a call or text, say hello to Brian. Always good to have him. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be back in just a moment.
Cadet Bone Spurs.
Unfortunately, it does look like the rain may be here again. Here it comes again, that rain.
Pretty much applicable anytime for the last couple weeks.
Yeah, but any time of the afternoon. Now we got to hear it. There we go. I hope it doesn't fall on your head. I'm Maggie Dawn. He is Brian Kelly. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're broadcasting live from downtown Waukesha at our studios, the WAUK. But you can join us from anywhere you can catch the stream. You can listen off civicmedia.us. Of course, you can go get the app for free and take us with you in your pocket anywhere. We travel. Have phone. We'll travel with Civic Media. Good fun.
You can find the app anywhere, and you can play it on your desktop. You can play it anywhere. You can find
it's like old school
stations.
Listening to the radio on a computer.
Yeah. And if you follow high school sports in any shape or form around the state,
we got you covered.
We pretty much have you covered anything.
Yeah. Check it out. You can always find your local Civic Media affiliate by just going to civicmedia.us, poke around. You can also sign up for your local station's news updates. There's a little banner on the top of your local station's page. Check that out. Click and sign up.
There's all kinds of ways to interact with Civic Media.
You can follow me on the gram. I'm on the gram. Really excited about that. On the Instagram, X, LinkedIn, which is, LinkedIn is still just under the old-fashioned Margaret Dawn. It's my professional name, Margaret Dawn. And LinkedIn is how I actually met Ernest Krim III, who's going to be my guest at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. He's an anti-racist educator. He's been on all kinds of national news, been featured in the Washington Post. And he's a racism survivor, a victor over racist nonsense. He'll tell you that story. We'll have a little sound. You're going to want to stick around. That's Ernest Krim III coming up at 3 p.m. I've had nothing but a positive experience on LinkedIn because I've basically curated out all the haters. Like, people send me some misogynistic, homophobic, anti-Semitic, like, just crap. Racist. Oh, block. It's nice. You don't have to hear that. But I want to get back to the business of our first hour here, and that is an observation of Memorial Day. President Biden was at Arlington National Ceremony, Arlington National Cemetery, presiding over a ceremony. I got that right now, Brian.
Yeah, yes, but they both have very similar sounds.
Yes.
And it is Monday after
Tuesday.
It's the Monday after Memorial Day, Monday, Tuesday.
Mumble mouth. He was at Arlington. They had a ceremony. He said this, speaking of his own family's loss, President Biden said this, the hurt is still real, still very raw. Describing the, quote, black hole that opens up for family members who hear the news of the death of a relative serving in wartime. The president continued, quote, I can still hear him saying, it's my duty, Dad, it's my duty. Duty, that was the code my son lived by. The creed the generation of service members have followed into battle on the grounds around us by fallen heroes. He posted on X, since America's founding, our service members have laid down their lives for an idea unlike any other, the idea of the United States. Today, as generations of heroes lie in eternal peace, we live by the light of liberty they kept burning. May God bless them always. We must never forget the price that was paid to protect our democracy. We must never forget the lives these flags, flowers, and marble markers represent. A mother, a father, a son, a daughter, a sister, a spouse, a friend, an American. You know, presidential. Humble. And thanks, maybe even in awe of the sacrifices that many have given for our country, for our democracy. And then, of course, let's turn to what Donald Trump, the former MAGA president, posted on. Oh, wait, it's not on X. It's not on X. It's on his own. He had to create his own social network. This is Donald Trump on Truth Social. Yesterday, this is how Donald Trump gives thanks to those who have made the ultimate sacrifice so that we can live in America with freedoms and liberty. Donald Trump yesterday on Truth Social, he said this, Happy Memorial Day to all, including the human scum that is working so hard to destroy our once great country, and to the radical left Trump-hating federal judge in New York that presided over, get this, two separate trials that awarded a woman who I never met before, a quick handshake at a celebrity event 25 years ago doesn't count, and close paren. $91 million for, quote, defamation. She doesn't know when the so-called event took place sometimes in the 1990s, never filed a police report, didn't have to produce the, quote, dress, end quote, that she threatened me with, paren. It showed negative, close paren, and sung my praises in the first half of her CNN interview with Alison Cooper, sick, but changed her tune in the second half. Gee, I wonder why under appeal, question mark. The rape charge was dropped by a jury, or Arthur Engoron, the New York State wacko judge who fined me almost $500 million under appeal for doing nothing wrong, used a statute that has never been used before, gave me no jury, Mar-a-Lago at $18 million, now for Mershon. I'm not even going to address the fact that most of it doesn't even string together as a coherent thought.
Yeah, Maggie, that reminds me of, President Jefferson after his term, when he gave that Memorial Day speech, never mind that there was no Memorial Day then, but he gave that Memorial Day speech where he was like, hey, what's with all these servants on me, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, they're talking to me all the time. Don't worry about the servants. Let's talk about the military, not the servants that I'm.
Mm-hmm.
Hooray, President Jefferson. Remember that time?
Yeah. Setting aside its utter incoherence, this is what the former MAGA president, in the midst of a dead heat presidential election, chooses to post on Memorial Day. His observation of Memorial Day is to say the words, "Happy Memorial Day," but he likely has no clue as to what the holiday is actually about. If you stuck a mic in his face yesterday morning when he woke up at 4 a.m. to start tweeting and said, "Sir, what is Memorial Day?" He'd go, "I don't know, something about memory." So we're going to continue with the study of contrast. We're going to listen to what a couple of veterans have to say about the former MAGA president. We'll take your phone calls and comments. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You got to love the first line from the former MAGA president. "Happy Memorial Day to all, including the human scum that is working so hard to destroy our country. Thank you, those in the armed forces who gave the ultimate sacrifice." Wow. I'm Maggie Dawn. He's Brian Kelly. Give us a call or a text, 855-752-4842. I'll dig in more in the study of contrast between President Biden and the former MAGA president in observance of Memorial Day. After your farm update and these important messages, don't go anywhere.
I will not be lectured about what our military needs by a 5 deferment draft dodger.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. Crybaby, did someone say? Janis Joplin in the 60s? Yeah, the crybabies, the former MAGA president who artfully dodged the draft.
Not to be confused with the artful dodger from Oliver.
Totally different guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really bad. I remain completely baffled, I guess, that someone who has said the things that he has said about the people that defend our country, especially those who have made the ultimate sacrifice and given their life in defense of our country, that the former MAGA president is permitted by his followers to get away with this stuff. Why is it okay for a former president on Memorial Day to put out a tweet, for lack of a better term, a tweet that says nothing about what Memorial Day is actually about, and instead complains about being convicted civilly of rape, being convicted civilly of engaging in massive business fraud that costs each one of you and me more when we go to borrow money to purchase a home, and then complains about potentially being convicted criminally for engaging in more business fraud to manipulate voters. Like, maybe once, definitely not twice, but surely not three times is it someone else's fault. I mean, you wouldn't let your kid get away with that.
Well,
maybe. Well, let's listen to what some veterans have had to say about the former MAGA president. This is a police officer who was serving in the Capitol Police on January 6th. Let's take a listen here.
17 innocent people were gunned down in Parkland, Florida while he was president. Where was he during their funerals? He was golfing. Just months ago, he told families affected by a mass shooting in Iowa that they needed to get over it. He called men and women who died serving and protecting this country suckers and losers. So it always baffles me why he has so much support among my fellow veterans. We know who this man is. It's why his own vice president, who his supporters threatened to hang, is refusing to endorse him.
Yeah. That is Capitol Police Officer Hodges. Maybe not take his word for it. I back the blue. I mean, or do you, right? In which circumstances, Mr. Trump? This is veteran Paul Rieckhoff, founder of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans for America. Let's take a listen to this veteran.
They should, but they won't. Donald Trump is a disgusting human being. He's a terrible person. And it's revealed time and time again, but especially when he continues to be a political flamethrower against people in uniform. It happened with John McCain. It happened with Kelly. It happened with the Khan family. It happened with Alex Vindman. It happens over and over again. And it shows how he has no integrity. It shows how he has no honor. And I also think it's bad politically. I think this is exactly the kind of thing that drives away moderate Republicans, which are still out there, drives away independents especially, and in swing states. 50% of veterans are independent. These are the people that he's fighting tooth and nail against Biden for. And I think these things continue to pile up and drive those people away.
Yeah. And in case you forgot exactly what he said about John McCain, and let's be sure we remember who John McCain is. A Vietnam veteran who spent 5.5 years in the Hanoi Hilton, subjected to vicious torture. It's why the man had different mobility. He was kind of, if you remember Mr. McCain's gait and the way that he would gesture, it was a little jerky. That's because of the torture that he endured in 5.5 years at the Hanoi Hilton, two of which he spent in solitary confinement. Here's what Donald Trump said about now deceased, may he rest in peace, former Senator John McCain.
John McCain goes, oh boy, Trump makes my life difficult. He had 15,000 crazies show up, crazies. He called them all crazy. I said, they weren't crazy. They were great Americans. These people, if you would have seen these people, I know what crazy is. I know all about crazies. These weren't crazy. So he insulted me, and he insulted everybody in that room. And I said, somebody should run against John McCain, who has been, you know, in my opinion, not so hot. And I supported him. I supported him for president. I raised $1 million for him. It's a lot of money. I supported him. He lost. He let us down. But, you know, he lost. So I never liked him as much after that, because I don't like losers. But Frank, let me get to it. He hit me. He's not a war hero.
He's a war hero.
He's a war hero.
5.5 years.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Do you agree with that?
He's a war hero because he was captured.
It's breathtaking. Let's be sure we exactly understand what he was saying there, because most of the time people just cut the, I like people who weren't captured, I hate to tell you. That's usually what you hear. But the lead up to it is what really matters to me. I don't know about you, Brian. The lead up, the reason that he's saying this is because he's offended, because John McCain was picking on him, because John McCain called him and his supporters crazies. He's getting even. He's getting even by denigrating the service and his time as a prisoner of war. That's how he gets even. In other words, there's no bottom limit. There's nothing that constrains his manner of attack, whatever it is. He will attack if he feels personally wronged, if his feelings are hurt. So yeah, crybaby. Can you imagine Donald Trump surviving 5.5 years in the Hanoi Hilton? A crybaby can't make it 5 minutes without getting fed or burped or napped. When's my snack time? Where's my McDonald's?
I'm telling you, everything that Donald Trump ever says is so much easier to, one, digest and understand if you just hear it in the,
John McCain's not a war hero. He was captured. I like people who weren't captured because I'm me.
And we can, thankfully, it allows us a release to laugh at it. But this is this is what's going on. How do we know that this is how he thinks about things? Because this is what happens every single time. It's what happened on his Truth Social post this past Memorial Day. He doesn't laud or celebrate veterans. He engages in a, the judge is an animal out of that woman who yelled about me. It's more Donald Duck when I do it. But that's the problem.
Same kind of guy.
Yeah. just whining. Crybaby. He is a grown crybaby. Emotionally unfit by the many generals who served him in his administration. John Kelly. Secretary of Defense John Bolton. Bolton never served, but Secretary of Defense. Again and again and again, according to The Atlantic, here's what else Donald Trump had to say about John McCain after he died. We're not going to support that loser's funeral. That is a quote from the former MAGA president. Disgusting. Kurt from Madison, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show.
You know, he's a spineless coward. And I always, you know for a fact that if there was no one to defend his back, that all it would take is one person to grab him by his wrist and start bending it backwards.
Yeah.
And he'd be on his knees crying and begging to not to hurt him. I mean, if you were to just go and slap him across the face, he would fold like a deck of cards. And the reason he says all these things is because as even of today, he has yet to be held accountable for any of his behavior or actions. This monster has been created from the time his mother abused him up through today.
Yeah.
And as a veteran, I'm stupefied, horrified when I come across other veterans who are going to vote for this guy. This is the guy who is the antithesis of everything that any one of us who has served hold true to our own core and democracy and everything that entangles that. So I'm at a loss. I try to ignore everything he says now.
Yeah.
I'm more concerned that people get out and start saying, hey, this person despises you. He doesn't have your back. He doesn't care what happens to you. He sees you as just a parasite that he can use at his disposal.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Kurt. Thank you for your service, duty, honor, country. Believing in principles that aren't about your personal interests, that in fact require personal sacrifice. I ask you, what exactly is it that Donald Trump has sacrificed for his country in order to serve? What hardship has he endured? We're going to talk about two groups of people today that I think are being transactionally courted. What do I mean by that? Manipulated and seduced by the MAGA movement. I think veterans and they've been trying to position themselves as, oh, there are all these folks of color that are coming to the... No, yes, of course there are black and brown folks who will vote for Donald Trump. Of course there are. Not as a statistically significant change from the last election. There's probably not a statistically significant change, but they're trying to act like there is. Donald Trump been pandering his butt off to black and brown folks. But you need only run the tape and listen to all of the racist ideology he has spouted over the years to know that it's performance. It's a con job. It's a snake oil salesman. If you're a veteran, take it from Kurt from Madison. This man doesn't care about you. Here's what else Donald Trump has said about veterans. Why should I go to that cemetery? It's filled with losers, talking about Arlington National Cemetery. You die in service to your country. You're captured. You're a prisoner of war. Donald Trump thinks you're a loser. Has that happened to you or someone in your family that you know, a friend, a spouse, a brother, a sister, your mother? Have they been hurt in combat? Donald Trump says they're a loser. Has it happened to you? He says you're a loser. Donald Trump called fallen Marines suckers. He asked once, standing, watching members of the military that had been wounded, that guy is really smart. Why did he join the military? Why would a man say these things? Because he can't imagine someone ever sacrificing for others. He can't imagine pouring out of yourself to help someone else out, let alone a country, let alone for ideals or principles. Donald Trump's standing on a tarmac with the father of a fallen soldier standing next to him, watching that the man's son's coffin be unloaded from an airplane, turned and said to the man, "I don't get it. What was in it for them?" I don't know about you, but I think that's beneath even the lowest standards that we could ever possibly have for a president. You want to be commander-in-chief? Maybe you should start with sacrificer-in-chief. Maybe you should show us how you've given of yourself to serve and protect others. Because I can't find it. We're going to talk about what Joe Biden has done for veterans when we come back. My name is Maggie Dawn. He's Brian Kelly. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. If you're on the phone, stay there. If you'd like to join us, you can call or text 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We'll be back in just a moment.
Nobody's fighting for the veterans like I'm fighting for the veterans.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're broadcasting live from our beautiful downtown Waukesha studios, but you're listening to us statewide. I'm talking a bit today about yesterday's observance of Memorial Day, or non-observance of Memorial Day, if you're talking about the former MAGA president. I hate it when candidates treat voters like they're stupid. I hate that. So, does he get away with saying the former MAGA president, is it okay for him to be, no one's done more for veterans than I have. No one's done more for black people than I have. Does it matter if that's a lie? Does it? Or is it, now I applaud. The man hasn't done more for veterans than any other president. He's done more to smear and tarnish and denigrate and bring low the service of others, service he himself was never willing to perform. That's what Donald Trump's record on veterans is. Losers, suckers. The guy's smart. Why did he join the military? I don't get it. What was in it for them, talking about a fallen soldier? We're not going to support that loser's funeral, talking about former Senator John McCain, now deceased. It's sick. Tomorrow I'm going to be joined by Navy veteran Tom Paulsiewicz, former congressional candidate. We'll talk a little bit more about this, a little bit more about gun control as well. Because not only was this past weekend Memorial Day, it was also the anniversary, the fourth anniversary of the murder of George Floyd. It was also on the 24th, the second anniversary of the Uvalde shooting. Does, as Cam from Nino points out on our text line, does Donald Trump think the police officers who refuse to go in and put their lives at risk to save kids who are the victims of this mass shooting, does he think they're heroes? I don't get it. I just do not get it. Barbara from Madison, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say?
Hi, Maggie. Thanks for taking my call. Just a few comments. I understand that Donald went to military school when he was growing up. His father sent him there because he was uncontrollable. So maybe that's part of his problem. Not sure. But, and, you know, the former caller that called in said it was because perhaps he was abused when he was a child. I'm a social worker, and a lot of people have been abused, and they don't end up being the monster that this guy is.
Mm.
I'm frankly scared. I if he gets back into office, I'm scared. I don't even want to live in this country anymore. That's where I'm thinking. I come from a family of military vets who have served in World War II and Vietnam, and it just makes me go crazy every time I hear him. So I don't get it. I don't know if the messaging is what is the problem. I just wish that more would come out about, I don't get it. If it's watching too much of Fox News, I don't see how any veteran could possibly support this man. So,
yeah, I agree with you, Barbara. Thanks so much for calling, Barbara. Thank you for listening. I know it's scary. I'm afraid. But we do this together. We're going to talk to people. We're going to talk every day on the radio. We're going to continue to criticize the former president. But starting next Monday, I'm going to be doing 100 days every day. I will be talking about a different policy or policy proposal of President Joe Biden and how it has improved your life. We're going to be making the affirmative case. Get out there, talk to people you love, even when it's difficult, about these topics. And I know sometimes it's easy to get sucked in. Oh my gosh, I can't talk to this person. They vote for Donald Trump. Ask them what's important to them. Not immigration. What's important? Family safety. Great, let's talk about public safety. We're going to be doing that every day on this show for 100 days. Every single day, taking a different policy of President Biden. So a different one each day. Each week we'll have a policy theme. So starting next week, it's going to be the economy. We'll talk about public safety. We'll talk about the environment. We'll talk about education. But I encourage you, continue to talk to people, even the people you disagree with. Start with the value. What are your values? What do you want for you and your kids? Hey, let's look at the policies. Let's dig in there. If we challenge one another to try to have those conversations over and over again, I have to believe that one of those conversations might make the difference. But we don't get there by screaming and yelling and calling everybody stupid. That does not help.
I try and bring them to that conclusion on their own. Just lead them to the path and let
deductive.
Them, it's funny because every now and then it'll happen and they'll just stop and go,
ooh.
But what about immigration?
Yes. By the way, there's an immigration bill right now in Congress. Don't worry, I'll get to it. I'll let you know when I'm going to go deep on immigration. It'll be one of our weeks. Joe from Madison, you're on the Maggie Donna Show.
I think that your focus on this, what's coming up ahead, is just absolutely superlative, and I eagerly await it. I think it's great. And I think the important word that you have said right here is values. And I know the previous two callers, Kurt and the woman that called, Kurt, who has a background as a veteran, it is about the values. And what is the value of someone who, and I just wanted to correct you, I think, Maggie, that when he said, why should I go to that cemetery? It's filled with losers. I believe that was the Ain Marne Cemetery in France, where Americans
You're right.
were killed. Or,
You're
yeah,
right,
in
Joe.
World War
Thank
I.
you.
And the important thing about that came out in an Atlantic magazine article, there were four sources for that article, anonymous
yes.
sources. That's a lot for a journalistic endeavor. And it shows you how upset the military was to hear those sorts of words. It absolutely broke their hearts. And that's why they went to reporters and told them what had been said by their commander in chief. Values. It's very, very important. They were appalled that their veterans were treated with such disrespect.
That's Joe from Madison getting it right. And I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you calling. Everybody stay tuned. We're going to continue to dig in. We're going to turn a bit of the page, talk about another group that Donald Trump says no one's done more for Black Americans than me. Is it true? Ernest Krim III, anti-racist educator, is going to be joining me at the top of the hour. Keep it locked. News, weather, and sports are next.
Guess what? Who are the suckers? So many people are walking around now without legs and without arms.